This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House passed a bill on a 239-184 vote that would actually restrict EPA's ability under the Clean Water Act to override decisions that are made by the state to implement Clean Water Act provisions. The basic premise of this legislation would be to restrict what EPA can do once a state makes a decision. Of course, EPA still approves their standards, but then when the state decides to implement those standards, then EPA is restricted on coming in and either vetoing those or disapproving or overriding those.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of those riders is actually the language of H.R. 872, which the council and several other agricultural groups got passed back in March through the House, and this bill has to do with the NPDES permits on certain pesticide uses. The bill would amend both FIFRA and the Clean Water Act and basically override this permitting system that EPA has been working on for several years now. H.R. 872 did go over to the Senate, was approved by the Senate Ag Committee, but currently Senators Cardin of Maryland and Boxer of California have a hold on it. So the bill now is going over in an appropriations bill, and we'll see how they handle that.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Which reinterprets two Supreme Court decisions, which basically told EPA it had to restrict what it was doing in terms of the jurisdictions of the Clean Water Act. This has to do with like adjacent wetlands and isolated water bodies. So EPA is going back and relooking those decisions and putting out guidance to go to the EPA regions. And in the document itself, it says that it would significantly expand the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act to even include ditches on farms. So that, in conjunction with the NPDES permit system and, of course, other implications of a broader Clean Water Act, we've been watching that very closely.